I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
Do I know? I'm not sure, but I think that there's credibility on both sides.
Facts. Alternative facts. Two sides hotly defending their opposing positions. Belief alone becoming the definition of truth. No, I'm not talking about today's political turmoil. I'm talking about the Kensington Runestone and my visit to the Runestone Museum in Alexandria, Minnesota. Most Minnesotans have at least a passing knowledge of the Runestone story, supposedly dug up by Swedish immigrant Olof Oman on his farm near the central Minnesota town of Kensington in 1898. The 200-pound granite slab contains runes, ancient Scandinavian writing, and tells the thrilling and deadly tale of a 1362 Viking encounter with indigenous people in the area. Ever since its discovery, the stone has been the center of controversy. Is it 14th century proof that Vikings entered the area, or is it a magnificent hoax? I visited the Runestone Museum to see what I could find out.
Hi, I'm Amanda Syme. I'm the Executive Director at the Runestone Museum in Alexandria, Minnesota. If you haven't been here before, it's definitely a great place to come and check out this summer. The Kensington Runestone is our most important artifact here at the museum. It's how the museum got its start. There's been a lot of research done on the Kensington Runestone. People still have discussions and animosity around the stone itself, so people don't agree whether it's authentic or not authentic. Either way, it's still a fantastic piece of history and a really important part of this area. I mean, we're the Minnesota Vikings. You know, if you think about how important this is to Minnesota's history and Minnesota's cultural identity, it's a pretty big deal. But we do take an objective stance, and we encourage, you know, more research on it. We encourage people to get excited about it and do their own research on it. But the Kensington Runestone is our number one artifact here at the Runestone Museum. And it's, you know, it continues to be intriguing. It continues to be world famous just because of the controversy.
I can't get away without asking the question, do you think it's real?
Well, I have an archaeology background, so one of the things I always tell people is what you find when you find information or you find artifacts is that you actually have more questions. So rarely does it really answer questions, it just creates more questions. Is it real or is it not? I'm not sure, because there are a lot of different questions around that. How did it get here? I don't know. We don't know those. Inscription basically says that there were Norwegians and Swedes here, so Gotland and Northmen were here, and that they left some people in camp, and when they came back, then they were dead, red with blood, that there had been a fight with potentially indigenous people to the area. This happened after they had been fishing, and it talks about that there are 10 men inland to look after the ships, and it's a 14-day journey. And again, this is also where it comes in with, is this just a straightforward runestone, either marking a grave or having a land claim? This is a very elaborate runestone. Some runestones didn't have this much information on it. A lot of them were like, this is where this person lies. This is when they died. So just, you know, but runestones were important in Nordic culture. You know, they wanted to be remembered. They wanted to tell stories. A lot of expeditions usually had someone who could read and write with them.
Some examinations of the stone have concluded that it was a hoax, linguistically inaccurate, containing runes that didn't exist at the time. So could this just have been a practical joke by Olof Oman?
Yep, and you know, and if it was a practical joke, it really backfired, because that family was ridiculed and nobody in Kensington talked about it in that area. Like, it was a disgrace. Like, people just didn't talk about it. It was kind of this really black spot on that area and in that community. So, I mean, if it was a joke, it went horribly, horribly wrong.
Over the years, there have been a few other tantalizing objects found in the general area that could indicate that Vikings had been here. One of which was a fire steel, or a striker that would create a spark, found in the Climax area.
This is an identified middle-age Nordic fire steel. This was actually on display at the University Museum in Oslo when the stone was discovered. Now, how it got here, we don't know. So we don't know if it was handed down through families. We don't know that. But that we're one of the only people to have anything like this in North America on display is a pretty big deal. So that's another big artifact that we have here that's from the same time frame.
In addition to the stone, there's a lot of other history on display here.
Not only do we have the Kensington Runestone original here at the museum, we also have the Climax fire steel and a 1920s jingle dress, both of which are very rare. We also have historic Fort Alexandria, which is our outdoor portion of the Runestone Museum here. It's a recreated example of what Fort Alexandria would have been like in the 1860s, and it was built during the Civil War. It was commissioned right after the Dakota War. So we have 9 historic buildings that have been rescued and brought here just to recreate what that fort feel would have been like, because that was the kind of the center of town. We also have a replica Viking ship out in our big agricultural building, which is the only non-historic building that we have in Fort Alexandria. And that 40-foot Viking replica ship was actually from the Smithsonian. So that's kind of a fun thing that we have here as well. You can also complement your visit to the Runestone Museum by visiting the Kensington Runestone Park, and that is where the discovery site is of the runestone. They just opened up this amazing new visitor center, so that opened up this winter, and they have a replica runestone out there, and then they have a interpretive room talking about the discovery of the runestone. But it's an amazing visitor center. They have great biking trails, hiking trails, and you can walk up to see where the discovery site is. So that's kind of a nice compliment.
As I stood in front of the famous stone, I pondered its origins and questioned both explanations. I had a hard time envisioning recently attacked Vikings sitting down and spending several days carving the runes into the stone instead of trying to escape with their lives. And I had an equally difficult time seeing an 1890s immigrant farmer taking time out of his busy day-to-day work for a practical joke. Whatever the truth, each side has its firm believers, and Amanda summed it up well.
I'm originally from this area, so I grew up with this. Yeah, people are passionate on both sides of if it's, you know, a really from 1362 or if it's a more modern day version. But I kind of feel either way, it's just this wonderful artifact. It's a wonderful piece of history, and I'm intrigued and like learning about it every day.
For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.